This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, and the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo Podcast for more intense sexual themes. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions, which opens up bonus content. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Fishing with Danny. There are very few things I enjoy more than fishing, so when I announced that I was going to the creek, no one was very surprised. I was a little surprised when my 18-year-old son, Lawson, decided at the last minute he needed to mow one of his lawns. He was usually down. My wife loved fishing with me and all things outdoors until she passed 3 years earlier. And although my son usually fished with me, he didn't have the bug as much I did. His little friend, Danielle, was over. I'd known her since she was a baby and knew her mother since she was in school, too. Danny was very interested in Lawson, but for some reason he wasn't much interested in her. She was as cute as a button. He seemed to be interested, but for some reason he wouldn't date her that much. I constantly remind him how insane that was. She was one of those girls who was just cute. Everything about her was cute. She was going to be just that cute, all her life, and she was beginning to blossom in a way that was going to be stunning when it hit. Those usually turn out to be the really beautiful ones, but this little angel was gorgeous. Her long blonde hair framed a little pixie face with the most enormous brown eyes you've ever seen. Her lashes were so long that you would think that they were artificial, but they weren't. She had high cheekbones and a little pointed chin that gave her a heart-shaped face. She was very tiny, probably around 5 feet. But for her it was perfect. She didn't have much going on in the breast department, but when she hugged me, I could feel two hard little bumps pressing against me, and she hugged me a lot. She was a very physical girl, seeming to love contact and not at all shy about rubbing up against you. Her waist was tiny and it flared out into round hips and the most perfect butt I'd ever seen, round and hard from her cheerleading exercises. She didn't mind showing it off, and in her tight jeans or little cheerleader outfit, she just looked stunning. She decided to go along, since Lawson was going to be busy. We packed a picnic, drove down to the creek and put our things on blankets on a gravel bar. Danny wanted to swim since it was so hot, but she didn't have a swimsuit. I told her if she wanted to wade along with me, being in the water would keep her cool. She decided she would go, and she wanted fish with me until lunchtime. She had on a yellow t-shirt and shorts, perfect for wading along with me. I got her pole rigged and she was actually pretty good at using it. We waded up the creek, casting to the pools, and it was a good day. We caught largemouth bass, smallmouth bass and rock bass on nearly every cast, and she was having a ball. She chattered happily along, talking to me about anything and everything. She wiggled like a puppy every time she caught a fish and giggled when she swung it over to me to take off her hook. She caught more fish than I did, kept me busy releasing the ones she caught, and I was content to watch her. I had spent lots of time with her, but it usually wasn't just the two of us. It was just the two of us, and I found her enchanting. It was like having a sexy little angel for a fishing buddy. We came to a log across the creek and I climbed over and took her fishing pole. I set them down on the bank, took her hand and she climbed up on the log. I picked her up off the top of the log and she wrapped her arms around my neck while I carried her to the bank. "Thanks, Sloane." She kissed my cheek. "I didn't realize how strong you are." She ran her fingers over my bicep. "Your muscles have muscles." She said that I do work out 5 days a week just to keep the flab at bay, and I've developed pretty big arms down through the years. I struck a pose for her, and she laughed and looked at me speculatively as I set her down. She felt of my bicep and ran her hand inside my shirt sleeve and up over my shoulder. "I see where Lawson gets his muscle from," she said. As we fished, I began to notice her watching me out of the corner of her eyes. "What?" I asked her. "Nothing," she said. "I just like watching you. I like watching you too, Danny. You're the cutest girl I know." "Thanks." She blushed a little, but she was smiling. She walked very close to me after that and held my hand when we came to shoals. She brushed up against me quite a bit with those hard little breasts. It seemed like she was deliberately teasing me, but she hadn't ever done anything like that before, and I decided it was wishful thinking. It was very nice, but a little erotic, and I had to adjust myself a little when she wasn't watching. We waded upstream perhaps a mile and came to a long, deep hole in the creek. "Throw over there in the deep water in the shade by that log," I told her. Her throw was accurate, and a big fish came out and savagely struck her spinnerbait. She fought it for probably 5 minutes before she got it landed. "How much do you think it weighs?" she asked me. "I'd say somewhere between 7 and 8 pounds, I told her. "It's huge for a creek fish." "Nice job, Danny. Let's take a picture. I've been fishing here for years and I've never caught a fish that big." She posed, holding the big fish up by the lip while I got my phone out of the dry box and snapped a couple of pictures. She eased the fish back into the water and waded over to hug me, and I could swear I felt hard little nipples poking into my belly. "Thanks, Sloane. I know you could have caught it, but you let me throw in there first. I'd rather watch you catch it than catch it myself, I told her as I tangled my fingers in her long golden hair. It makes me happy to see you having so much fun. She wiped the sweat off her forehead and peeked up at me under those impossibly long lashes. It's getting really hot. Would you care if we swam for a little while? Of course I don't mind, but we don't have swimsuits. You don't want to be in wet clothes all day. No, but we could go skinny dipping. She flushed as she said it. If you promise not to watch, I'll take off my clothes, and then when I get in the deep water I won't look while you get in. I don't think that is a very good idea, Danielle, I told her. Why not? There's no one around for miles. I went skinny dipping at the lake with some of my girlfriends the other day when no one was around. Well, I'm not one of your girlfriends, and if anyone ever found out I was skinny dipping with you, all sorts of bad stuff would happen. Your mom would skin me and Lawson would think I'm a pervert. No one is going to find out. I won't ever tell anyone. I promise, Sloane. Do you trust me? Yes, I do, but this would mess up my life if you ever told anyone. I trust you, but I don't trust me. You're too beautiful, Danny. You'll probably think I'm an old pervert, but having you naked in the water with me will make me think things I shouldn't think. I'm 56 years old, but everything still works and a gorgeous naked girl is going to make it work too well. I don't think you're a pervert. You're just a normal man. So what's the worst that can happen? You get a hard-on. I've never seen one before except pictures, but I want to. I don't mind. It's kind of hot when I think about it. Please, Sloane, I'm dying here. It's so hot and the water is so cool and just talking about it makes me horny. No one will ever know, I promise. I don't know, Danny. Everything about this is screaming wrong to me. I just know we shouldn't do it. What's so wrong about it? I love you. I've loved you all my life and I'd never do anything to hurt you. I know you love me, too, and you wouldn't ever do anything to hurt me. You've let me tag along all kinds of fun places with you guys all my life and you've always treated me just like I'm one of your kids. I know you guys don't mind running around the house in your underwear, and you've seen me in a bikini dozens of times. I know, and that's part of the problem. I know what you look like in a bikini and you're smoking hot. You drive me crazy and I imagine what you'd look like if I took it off you. If you were naked, I'd never get the images out of my mind. She laughed. I don't want you to get them out of your mind. It's very flattering and I don't mind you thinking about me like that at all. I'll make you a deal. You can watch if you swim with me. I'll let you look all you want to, okay? She didn't wait for an answer. She just pulled the t-shirt off over her head. I stood there stunned as a little lacy white bra came into view, cupping little firm cones. She blushed a little, reached around and unhooked it, throwing it and her t-shirt up on the gravel. She shook back her hair and looked boldly at me, arching her back a little as she saw the look on my face. I had never seen anything so sexy. Her breasts were small firm inverted cones, standing out maybe 2 inches, white in contrast with the rest of her little brown body. She obviously didn't tan topless. The tips of her breasts were covered with brown RO, thickening toward tiny very hard nipples. She backed up a step onto the dry gravel and unbuttoned her shorts, sliding them down across slim but very curvy brown hips and legs. Her panties matched the bra, white and lacy, and I could see a small patch of golden curls through the semi-transparent lace. She turned her back and slid them down, bending over to pick them up and put them on the small pile of the rest of her clothes. Her butt cheeks had a little white triangular tan line, matching her breasts where her bikini covered her up. There was an obvious gap at the top of her thighs and her pussy lips, dusted with fine golden hair, peeked out as she stood up. She turned to face me, covering the little golden landing strip with one hand. Her eyes dropped to the obvious tent in my shorts, and she licked her lips. It was the most erotic thing I had ever seen. Your turn. She said that I couldn't move or do anything except look at her. She walked into the water and stopped in front of me, nearly touching, and I imagined I could feel the heat of her stunning body. Do you like me? She asked that I tried to tell her I liked her very much, but all that came out was a croak. She laughed and turned around slowly, letting me get the full effect of her beautiful little body. She took the bottom of my t-shirt in her little hands and pulled it up. I was helpless to stop her and I raised my arms as she stretched on her tiptoes, hard nipples scrapping against my chest, and removed my shirt. She threw it on the bank and her little fingers worked at the button on my shorts. She pulled the zipper down and took them off, first one foot and then the other. I lost my balance a little and reached out to steady myself, my hand touching one little brown shoulder, and she gasped at the touch. She threw the shorts on the bank and glanced down at my boxers. She gasped again at the sight of the bulge, and her little hand was drawn irresistibly to it. Her fingers traced the outline for a moment, they slipped inside the waistband and she slid them down as I balanced on one foot, still holding her shoulder. My erection sprang free as she stooped to slide my boxers down, striking her gently on the chin. She kissed it quickly, and tossed the boxers on the bank, giggling as she waded out into deeper water. I felt myself under a spell as I followed her, marveling at the firm ass on display as her hips swayed, moving through the thigh-deep water. As it reached her waist, she slid down, swimming into the deeper water. I gathered my nerve and walked out until the frigid water was up to my shoulders. She swam around like a sleek little otter, her gorgeous butt flashing into view as she dove under the water. She swam close to me and attempted to stand up, squealing as she realized it was too deep. She grabbed hold of my shoulder and the current swept her into my arms, a beautiful naked nymph, warm even through the chilly water. I cupped the firm cheeks of her butt and pulled her sleek body up against me. She wrapped her arms and legs around me and I could feel the curls between her thighs, pressing against my raging erection. Jesus, Sloane, you feel so huge, she whispered. I know everyone can't be that big. How long is it? You don't have anything to compare it to. How would you know it's big? I asked. I told you I've seen pictures and my girlfriends are always talking. I think 5 or 6 inches is sort of normal. Can I play with it? This is a lot more than looking. I told her. Where is this going, Danielle? Inside me, I hope. She whispered. Danny, I can't do that. You're obviously a virgin. You're 18, for God's sake, and you should find a boy more your age. I'm going to. I have the rest of my life for that. I just want my first time to be with someone who knows what he's doing. I love you. You love me. Teach me, Sloane. Make love to me so I'll be good for him. She reached down and wrapped her little fingers around me and I groaned. Are you sure, Danny? I'm afraid I'll hurt you. If you think it's big now, just think what it will feel like inside you. It took Jill a week to get comfortable making love with me and you're so tiny. I know it's supposed to hurt the first time. I don't have a hymen, Sloane. I broke it 3 years ago by accident. Girls my age have had babies, so I know it will fit. I know you don't want to hurt me and I know you'll be gentle. Let's spread our clothes out on the grass over there and lie down on them. I picked her tiny body up and carried her to the bank. We dried off in the air for a minute, feasting our eyes, and she spread our shirts out on the soft grass and lay back, her legs spread in invitation and her pink labia peeking through the curls that I laid beside her, pulling her into my arms and tasted those luscious lips for the first time. I could feel her braces as I pushed my tongue into her mouth, and she sucked on it a little. We kissed for a long time and I pulled away, my teeth closing gently on that puffy lower lip and stretching it a little before letting it slip away. Her eyes were closed and I nibbled her tiny ear as she shivered. I kissed my way down her long neck, feeling the silky skin against my lips. When I reached a little breast, I captured one hard little nipple between my lips. I sucked and pulled at it, and she moaned and shuddered, pulling my head frantically into the little mound. Her back arched, and she groaned my name as an orgasm swept through her slight frame. This little beauty was smoking. If she came by my manipulation of that delicious little breast, what would she do when I reached her pussy? I could hardly wait to find out. I switched nipples and she continued to writhe and moan under my lips. God, Sloane, that feels so good. You're driving me wild. She whispered, her fingers tangled in my hair as she pushed my head lower, her hips making thrusting motions as her excitement crested. I worked my way down across that flat brown tummy and reached the mound of her vulva. I parted the curls and her tiny clitoris peeked out. I tongued it and she cried out, thrusting and bucking under me as she came explosively. Oh my God, oh my God. She cried over and over as I continued to work her little pussy, my tongue separating her slippery folds and penetrating the tight little hole briefly, before returning to the little nubbin. I sucked it into my mouth, licking and swirling my tongue around it as she continued to shudder and come. Stop, please stop. I can't stand anymore. She gasped out. I ignored her pleas and continued to attack her with my lips and tongue until she exploded again. As she began to twitch, I kissed my way back up to her luscious lips and held her as she shuddered through the aftershocks of her multiple orgasms. Oh my God! She gasped. That was incredible. I can't believe you make me feel so good. I need to rest a minute. Jesus, I thought I was going to explode. Thank you, Sloane. I never dreamed it would feel that good. I was right about you. I knew you would know just what I needed. Her hand reached down and closed around my painful erection as she regained her strength. She pushed me down on my back and her mouth began its own journey of exploration. When she reached my cock, she held it in her hand and stared for a long moment, turning it this way and that so that her eyes could drink in every detail. She kissed and licked it for long minutes before sliding her lips over the head. She swirled her tongue around the crown and began to bob up and down, the upper third disappearing into her beautiful lips. The sight of her cute little cheek sucked in by the pressure of her vacuum was so incredibly erotic that I knew I wouldn't last long. Danny, I'm getting ready to explode. I warned her. You might want to back off unless you want it in your mouth. She looked up at me and redoubled her efforts. Her little hand became a blur, stroking that part not engulfed at her hot mouth. My hips made involuntary thrusting motions and I erupted, filling her mouth with warm cream. She gulped as much as she could and the rest ran out the corners of her mouth and drooled down my exploding cock. I finished and she licked and cleaned the excess away with her tongue. She looked up at me, a messy little angel with cum on her chin, and smiled. Did I do good? She asked. I pulled her up and locked my lips to hers. That was the sexiest thing I've ever been a part of. I told her. You're awesome, Danny. That guy you are going to find is going to be a lucky man. He's a very foolish man if he lets you get away. She giggled and mounted me. She rubbed her pussy against my belly and moved down to take my flagging erection back into that incredible mouth. In 2 minutes, she had it as hard as iron again. She moved back to my lips and whispered, I'm ready now. Fuck me, Sloane. You stay on top. I told her. That way you can control how much you can take. After you get used to it, I'll fuck you until you can't walk. She giggled again and scooted down until I felt her dripping pussy make contact with the head of my cock. She reached down and adjusted it, and I felt her lips wrap around the head. The heat and moisture were incredible. She exerted pressure and the head parted her lips and popped just inside. She froze, gasping for air, and I flexed my cock inside her. She moaned. Stop, stop, wait a minute. God, you're splitting me in two. She collapsed against my chest. I don't know if I can do this, Sloane. You're too big and I'm too little. Just relax, kitten. Lay on me for a minute and relax. You just need some time to adjust. Reach down and play with your clit. Her little hand slid between us, and I felt it explore our junction. She gathered moisture and began to circle her little love bump. "It's inside me," she whispered. "I can't believe I have a cock inside me." Her hips began to stir as she stimulated her clit, and she slid down another inch. A spasm shook her body and her pussy clenched around the head of my cock as an orgasm shook her. I took advantage of her orgasm to sink another 2 inches deep inside her. She went off like a rocket, and I continued to advance as she shook and groaned until I felt her butt against my thighs. That I pulled her close and held her without moving. "You did it, baby. I'm all the way in. It feels like I have a telephone pole inside me," she gasped. "It hurts a little, but it's starting to feel really good. I'm stuffed and stretched and so full." She began to rock a little and her wetness grew as a few inches began to slide in and out of her. She groaned and shook again after a minute or two of this gentle motion. "God, I can't stop coming," she moaned. Her motions became more energetic until she was bouncing up and down like a cowgirl, her moans now continuous. That I quickly rolled her over and began to fuck her, plunging deeply into her tiny pussy. Having already come once, I knew I could make it good for her, and I was determined that she was going to get a first time that she wouldn't ever forget. I pumped her for 20 minutes and she continued to spasm around me until I thought she was going to pass out. She tilted her hips up and I could feel the head of my cock just kissing the back of her pussy at every stroke. Each bump brought a groan of pleasure slash pain from her lips. A huge orgasm swept her tiny frame and she screamed, the tendons standing out in her neck and her little body bridging off the ground as she shook and continued to scream out her pleasure. She continued to come for what seemed like minutes, and then collapsed to the ground, her eyes rolling back in her head. "I'm almost there," I told her. "What do you want it? Don't come in me, Sloane," she gasped. "I don't want to get pregnant. That won't happen. I got a vasectomy years ago," I told her. "Then do it, fill me up," she gasped. "Come in me." I groaned and uploaded spurt after spurt into her tiny pussy. The warmth of my cum spurting into her womb set her off again, and she sobbed out her pleasure as I collapsed on top of her. She twitched, and her pussy spasmed around my cock, milking the last drops of cum into her. Her inner muscles continued to contract for several minutes as she gave an occasional shudder. "You're crushing me, Sloane," she finally whispered against my lips as she kissed me. "I can't catch my breath. I think I came 100 times. I rolled her over on top of me, and we remained joined until my deflating cock slipped from her with a plop. She collapsed beside me and I just had to look, so I bent down to see her pussy lips drooling a stream of cum across her little brown asshole. I rubbed it around the little pucker and slowly pushed one finger inside as she gasped. "Have you ever done it to anyone back there?" she asked. "No, I've always been afraid I would hurt them," I told her. She smiled an impish smile. "You probably would. Sloane, can we do this again, a lot? I can go fishing again next Saturday." The end. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. The Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions, which opens up bonus content.